I'll tell of the Battle of Hastings, as happened in days long gone by, when Duke William became King of England and Harold got shot in the eye. It was this way. One day in October, the Duke, who were always a toff, having no battles on at the moment, had given his lads a day off. They'd all taken boats to go fishing, when some chap in Conqueror's ear said, "Let's go and put Breeze up the Saxons." Said Bill, "By gum, that's an idea." Then turning around to his soldiers, he lifted his big Norman voice, shouting, "Hands up, who's coming to England?" That was Swank, was there, no choice. They started away about tea time. The sea was so calm and so still. And at 9:45 the next morning, they arrived at a place called Bexhill. King Harold came up as they landed, his face full of venom and hate. He said, "If you've come for regatta, you've got here just 6 weeks too late." At this, William rose, cool but haughty, and said, "Give us none of your cheek. You'd best have your throne reupholstered. I'll be wanting to use it next week." When Harold heard this here defiance, with rage he turned purple and blue and shouted some rude words in Saxon, to which William answered, "And you." It was a beautiful day for a battle. The Normans set off with a will, and when both sides was duly assembled, they tossed up to the top of the hill. King Harold, he won the advantage. On the hilltop he took up his stand, with his knaves and his cads all around him, on his horse, with his hawk in his hand. The Normans had nought in their favour. Their chance of a victory seemed small, for the slope of the field were against them, and the wind in their faces and all. The kick-off were sharp at 2:30, and soon as the whistle had went, both sides started banging each other till the swineherds could hear them in Kent. The Saxons had best line of forwards, well armed, both with buckler and sword, but the Normans had best combination, and when half-time came, neither had scored. So the Duke called his cohorts together and said, "Let's pretend that we're beat. Once we get Saxons down on the level, we'll cut off their means of retreat." So they ran, and the Saxons ran after, just exactly as William had planned, leaving Harold alone on the hilltop, on his horse, with his hawk in his hand. When the conqueror saw what had happened, a bow and an arrow he drew, he went right up to Harold and shot him. He were offside, but what could they do? The Normans turned round in a fury and gave back both parry and thrust till the fight were all over bar shouting, and you couldn't see Saxons for dust. And after the battle were over, they found Harold so stately and grand, sitting there with an eye full of arrow, on his horse, with his hawk in his hand.